This is a Scottish Government audio cast relating to the present crofting consultation. The consultation launched on Monday, August 28th, 2017, and will close for responses on Monday, November 20th, 2017. This audio cast is primarily aimed for those who are unable to attend the public meetings hosted by the Crofting Bill team. It can also serve as a recap of the key presentation material delivered to those who did attend. The material is broken into the three following sections: the current Scottish Government's crofting policy statement, what form the new legislation should take, and specific areas of legislative priorities. The consultation document contains 11 questions. One is a yes-no response that asks you to explain your answer. Two ask you to select and rank your preferences. Eight are open questions that seek more detailed information. You do not have to answer all the questions or answer them in the one sitting. The more information and understanding we have of the issues that you bring to us, the better. The content of all responses provided will be regarded as the evidence used to form any analysis or report on this consultation. Before looking at the key details of the consultation document, it is helpful to draw to your attention other work the Scottish Government is presently undertaking in relation to crofting. This consultation focuses primarily on crofting law. Many other crofting related issues do not require reform of the legislation to change. The Scottish Government has identified the following priorities in relation to crofting: the introduction of a new entrance scheme, exploring the creation of woodland crofts, publishing a national development plan for crofting, targeting croft house support at those most in need, reintroducing the croft house loan scheme, and the modernisation of crofting law. Organisations out with the Scottish Government have also been working on how to make improvements for crofting. The Crofting Stakeholder Forum, comprised of many organisations including but not limited to the Scottish Crofting Federation, National Farmers Union of Scotland, Scottish Land and Estates, Highland and Islands Enterprise, have been working to identify priorities, and they are presently focused on the following: the increase in affordable housing, the development of crofting, new entrance scheme, financial incentives, common grazings, and the simplification of crofting legislation. The Scottish Government's Programme for Government for 2017-18 states that the Scottish Government will do the following: work with crofting stakeholders to explore opportunities for more new woodland crofts and development of a new entrance scheme, produce a draft consultation crofting development plan, continue to explore development of a suitable funding mechanism to support community landowners with croft registration, consult on and develop proposals to reform crofting. We now look at the first section of the consultation document, and this relates to the current Scottish Government crofting policy statement. This section is the only one in the consultation that is not specifically asking about an aspect of crofting law. However, given one of the reasons to have legislation is to deliver government policy, it is therefore important to be clear on what that policy is, and that policy itself is delivering what is wanted. The Scottish Government's current crofting policy is as follows. The Scottish Government values crofting as a form of land tenure and recognises the added contribution that crofting continues to make to the rural economy and the sustainability of rural and remote communities. The Scottish Government is committed to reforming crofting to secure its future, bring in new blood into the crofting communities, and ensure it can continue to contribute to the development of a thriving rural Scotland. The full content of this policy statement can be viewed on the gov.scot website. With this policy in mind, you are asked in a consultation if you agree with the current Scottish Government policy for crofting, and to explain your answer in the text box that follows. You may also add any other comments or observations you may wish to provide relating to the policy content. We now go to Section 2, the potential form of any new crofting bill. It is acknowledged that this is a technical section relating to legislation. It is included to make sure everyone starts with the same level of understanding of the issues and the options available to address them. There have been four initial options identified. You may think legislation need not change, or you have another solution of your own. You can specify this by selecting option 5 and explaining further in the text box provided. The four options identified are as follows. Option 1. Consolidation Bill. A consolidation bill aims to bring together several pieces of existing legislation with the intention to bring them together into one. This has the benefit of tidying up existing legislation and should, in principle, make it easier to both reference and understand. Consolidation does not permit any substantive changes or additions to the law, beyond allowing the various acts to join together into one. Option 2. Pre-consolidation Bill. This option requires two bills in order to be fully implemented. A pre-consolidation crofting bill would be developed within the current parliamentary period, containing amendments to existing crofting law, potentially allowing for either many or substantial changes to the current law, dependent on the consensus being reached. This would ready crofting law to be put together into one piece of legislation. To complete the process, this would need to be followed in the next parliamentary period by a second piece of legislation, a consolidation bill. Option 3, amendment and restating of crofting law. This option would include making some substantive changes to crofting law and restate some or all of the existing law. This approach would attempt to consolidate crofting legislation at the same time as making the amendments to them. In a way, it attempts to do what option 2 proposes, but within the one parliamentary period, and as a consequence, would require swift consensus to maximise the scope of any potential changes. Option 4. A bill setting out new crofting law. This bill option, referred to often as a clean sheet approach, would set out crofting law as it is to apply in the future, determine the transition process from old law to new, and also repeal any law that is no longer required. This option is regarded as very challenging, since rewriting all legislation would require stakeholders not only to agree changes to legislation, but also the principles of what that legislation is set out to deliver. The consultation document asks what your preferred form for the legislation should be, and if you wish, you may also rank the options when explaining your answer. If you do not believe legislation requires change, or you have an alternative solution, then you can select option 5 and explain your option further in the text box provided. We now go to section 3, Priority Areas for Legislative Reform. The consultation document recognises much work has already been undertaken in the past relating to the priority areas for legislative change. The Crofting Law Sump, the Shucksmith Report, the Scottish Parliament Rural Economy and Connectivities Report, and the Crofting Bill Team's own public engagement sessions. What is intended is to draw together what has been done in the past and take stock of what has already been said. The list is not intended to be exhaustive. You may have other priorities that are not listed. There is space provided to explain this in the consultation response document or in the text box when responding online. The following are the main areas that have been picked up from reviewing the evidence. Absenteeism, misuse and neglect, assignation and succession, common grazings, Crofting Commission regulatory functions and processes, crofting registration, owner-occupied crofts, and standard securities. There are four generic questions asked in the consultation document under each respective priority. The questions are primarily designed to help understand the precise nature of the issue you are concerned about and for the Scottish Government to gain an idea of what the wider impacts of any changes are. The four generic questions under each area are as follows. What do you think are the main opportunities for change relating to that area? What specific parts of the current legislation that you are aware of could be changed to help address the matters? What do you think would be the practical effects of making any changes proposed to the legislation? For example, financial, environmental, social equality, or any other effects? Apart from changes to legislation, are there other more appropriate ways that matters relating to the issues could be addressed? And finally, you're allowed to provide any other comments you may have on these areas, and there is additional space to include any other areas that you feel have not been included that you wish to draw attention to. You are also asked to list an order of highest priority first to lowest priority last of the seven areas. That concludes the Scottish Government audiocast on Crofting Consultation 2017. A reminder that the consultation closes on Monday, November 20th, 2017. You do not have to answer all the questions or answer them in the one sitting. Any questions you have regarding on how to respond to the consultation, you can email croftingconsultation@gov.scot. That is croftingconsultation@gov.scot.